The Supreme Court handed a victory today to a young cheerleader from Pennsylvania and to advocates for free speech. In an 8-1 decision, the court sided with a high school student who was punished by her school for posting a vulgar message on Snapchat. She was suspended from the cheer team for a year. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now by Skype. Carrie, welcome.
Happy to be here.
So this case was about Brandi Levy and this social media post that she sent when she was away from school grounds. Remind us what happened.
Brandi Levy had tried out for the varsity cheerleading squad in her high school in Pennsylvania, but she didn't make it. She got really frustrated, and she wound up sending two vulgar messages on Snapchat from a convenience store, not from school grounds. One of the messages contained words like F cheer, F school, F everything. Those messages got around, and the school suspended her from cheerleading for the upcoming year, and Brandi Levy sued.
And what'd the court think about it?
Well, in a majority opinion by Justice Stephen Breyer, the high court ruled that schools can police some off-campus speech by students, giving an opening for things like policing bullying and harassment off-campus. But the court majority found the school here in Pennsylvania was out of line, that it went too far, that there wasn't a substantial disruption in school because of those Snapchat messages Brandi Levy sent. Now, a few cheerleaders were upset. There was a discussion about it in algebra class. But the court ruled that's not enough to justify infringing First Amendment rights of students. And the court found America's public schools are nurseries of democracy.
Well, Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter here in this case. What did we hear from him?
Yeah, his dissent went all the way back to history, schools and education practices and discipline dating back to the 19th century. Clarence Thomas is far less tolerant of vulgarity and remarks by students, but importantly, no other justice joined his dissent.
Carrie, the issue of how schools police student speech online away from school is actually very important given how much time kids these days are spending on their devices. What are the larger implications of this case?
Yeah, hugely important. And the court majority here avoided making a broad pronouncement about what exactly counts as off-campus speech, especially the majority opinion said, at a time when we've just been experimenting with online learning during the pandemic. First Amendment advocates at the American Civil Liberties Union are still counting this as a big win, though, Peter. And Brandi Levy, who's now a freshman in college, said today in a statement that the school went too far. She's glad the Supreme Court agrees. She said young people need to have the ability to express themselves without worrying about being punished when they get to school.
Less than a minute here to go, but we got another ruling from the court today, one that said police cannot always enter someone's home without a warrant, even when they're pursuing a person for a minor crime. Just briefly, what's the headline there?
Yeah, the court ruled that it may not always be justified for cops to enter a home without a warrant if it's a minor crime, such as noisemaking and other situations like that. This was not a hot pursuit, this particular case, which involved playing the radio really loud on a deserted highway.
NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you very much.
Happy to be here.